Hey guys, today we have a really sensitive subject. I have the founder, Jade Morton, and she is the founder for Lights for Layla, which is obviously very near and dear to my heart. Good friend, Big Mama, we just spoke with him. I spoke about him, that he was also a big supporter, but this subject is near and dear to anybody in this community or across the world, not only that has kids, but it's very sensitive, and not only sensitive, but tragic. So let me know how you started this, the Lights for Layla, and your role is, and then we can talk about how everyone can help us and be part of it and support the cause.
Yeah, so basically Kathleen Aiken is a dear friend of mine. And tragically, a month ago yesterday, her daughter Layla, who is 8 years old, twin brothers, and she was killed by a hit and run whilst with her brothers at the bus stop in the dark about 6:15 a.m.
While she was waiting for the bus to go to school.
Waiting for the school bus.
And she was on the sidewalk?
No.
No.
No, she wasn't on the sidewalk.
Okay.
I mean, there's no sidewalks as such in Cape Coral, and that's
right.
Like one of our things. But she was on the grass, her brothers were stood up, and she was actually sat down. And she expected to see a child at the end of the day, and like everyone does, like no parent should ever have to go through that, just leaving their school.
I couldn't imagine. I have a 12-year-old daughter. I have a 13-year-old son, and just the thought of them never coming back would absolutely destroy me. I don't know how I would deal with it. So you came up with this idea with you and a few of your friends? Because that's amazing.
Yeah.
First of all, the idea is that there wasn't enough, right, protection with sidewalks and lighting, etc., that would help her being at that bus stop. Is that?
Yeah, I mean me personally, I think that's absolutely ridiculous. I come from England, and one of the first things I noticed on, you know, arriving here, I'm like, there's no sidewalks. There's
right.
No street lights.
Mm-hmm.
I've been walking my dog at noon, midday sometimes, and people have come around the corner, you know, ridiculous drivers, and almost hit me. And I'm like, our children are the most precious yet vulnerable, you know, things to us. And why is this a standard thing? Like,
right.
why is it expected that's fine?
Yeah, I don't...
Like, why not raise a standard?
Agree.
Like, you have bus stops for adults that have benches, that have lights.
Right.
So why don't you for children?
And your new organization, fundraiser, charity that you're having, we have a big event coming up tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Lights for Layla, and it's going to be at...
Dixie Roadhouse.
Yep.
In Cape Coral, from 4 till 7. We've got Disney princesses arriving. We've got the a band, Whiskey Bent Band featuring. We have vendors from Kona Ice, Taste of the South, Candy Floss, games, raffles, silent auctions.
And
just a bunch of them.
How can they help? They show up. Did they buy a ticket or?
We're asking for a $5 donation.
Okay.
On entry.
$5 donation. And
yeah.
What is the end goal? What are you guys going to do with the money?
So we're working closely with the Rotary Club.
Okay.
They're donating 200 benches. And we are going to, we've raised like 14,000.
And the 200 benches, that's amazing. So those are going to be 200 benches installed for bus stops?
For bus stops, for local bus stops.
For the kids every morning.
Yeah, and they are city approved.
Yep.
You know, I mean, we have a lot of people, like the community is
amazing. It's the Cape Coral Rotary Club?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And the community just has been amazing. Just people, you know, everyday people from Cape Coral. We've been making benches. People have been making benches. They've been putting them, you know, in people's yards and things like that. And that's amazing. And that's a great temporary solution for right now, because there's been three bus stop related incidents since January alone, two of which have been fatal.
Wow.
Yeah. They're trying to put some money into something that's going to be more permanent, you know, concrete slabs, lights, benches, something that is, you know, city regulated.
Right.
So they're not going to get removed, you know, people aren't going to complain about them.
How did you, first of all, when something tragic like this happens, usually it does bring people together. So
yes.
You and a few of your lady friends mm-hmm. decided that they wanted to start this. And it was very quick, right after it happened, correct?
Right, yeah.
And how did you go about, not once you kind of formed the organization, getting people to approve the benches and things? Like, was that difficult on each property, or...?
I mean, we weren't involved in the benches as such. Like, they have a group called Benches for Babes, and yeah. they're doing that kind of thing. But we went to numerous amounts of council meetings, mm-hmm. you know, school board meetings. We spoke up. We even brought our kids, you know, Randy Romanoff, Lacey Williams, they're other founders of our organization. Randy Romanoff's daughter, she actually spoke up, which was very brave of her at the council meeting, but that was her friend.
Right.
She's a 10-year-old girl.
Unbelievable.
You know?
Yeah.
And just, I think that just really hitting home. I mean, it's going to benefit everyone. Everyone has children, grandchildren. No one wants this to happen again. So, you know, we've been like little toddlers. We've like screamed and shouted and tantrumed. I mean, poor Alana.
The squeaky wheel gets the grease, they say, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, you can't, if you believe in something, you just keep having to go after it and work harder.
Let's get heard. Let's make waves. We are not going away. We are not going
away.
That's
amazing.
You know, and poor Alana, who died in January from a bus stop related injury, she was 12 years old, and yet I didn't even know about that.
Wow.
That blows my mind. I'm like,
aware of that one either. Wow.
Yeah.
And that was in this area?
January.
As well?
That was North Fort Myers.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. So, tomorrow, you're hoping that everybody comes, $5. Guys, let's give $10, please, when you show up. $5
right.
You can get a soda for $5 today. So let's shoot for 10. We would love that. And it's from 4 till 7.
4 till 7. And then obviously
at Dixie Roadhouse. And they can find your Facebook mm-hmm. For the organization is where?
It's Lights for Layla on Facebook.
Lights
for Layla.
So please
follow us,
yes.
Share us. We're on Dixie Roadhouse too. And then, of course, it's open for the adults, 21 and over, from 7 p.m. And we're going to have a bucket there right at the front, you know, for donations too.
Yep. Okay. And it's going to be, it's not only for a good cause, but it's going to be a great event. You have Kona Ice coming. They're going to have great food, right? What do they got? Tell me.
Yeah, we got 6 princesses come in. I mean,
oh,
everyone
my goodness.
Loves a princess.
Who doesn't want to see a princess?
Right?
I get to drive with a princess today, but they get to see princesses tomorrow.
I'm very honored. Yeah, 6 princesses. We have a silent auction. We have raffles. You know, even if you just come for an hour, it'd be great fun. The kids are going to love it. We have line dancing lessons too. It's just going to be a fun disco. And you know what? Layla loved to dance.
Oh,
Layla
that's
loved
great.
To dance. She loved music. So just come and please show your support, and it's going to help the entire community.
Well, guys, this is the Captain's Log. If you have an organization, a charity, a fundraiser, something that you want us to support, I'm always here for you. Jade and I spoke on Instagram. You can find her on Instagram. How can we find you on Instagram?
JD Mortz.
How do we say it?
J-A-D-E-Y.
Yes.
Mortos.
There you go.
There you go.
So say hi to her as well. She's doing great things out there. And this is the Captain's Log. Today is Friday. I want you to go to Dixie Roadhouse tomorrow. Show your support. Have a good time. But most importantly, we want to always support Lights for Layla. I think it's a great organization. And God bless you for all the work you're doing. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right,
Thank
guys.
You.
We're out.
See you then.
Bye.